Welcome back. A lot to do. Mike Tomlin talking right now about the Steelers' 53-man roster decisions. We will have that audio for you. Jeff Hathorn is there, our Hawk Report, live on the scene as the Steelers wind down practice before they let their players loose one more time and then bring them all back Monday to get ready for the Jets in New Jersey week one. Steelers a 3-point favorite in that game. Breaking Browns news, they've signed another quarterback. Bailey Zappe joins the Browns practice squad, infamously beat the Steelers on a Thursday night game here 2 years ago, one of Bill Belichick's final wins as Patriots head coach in that game. So now it's Flacco 1, Dylan Gabriel 2, Shedeur Sanders, the emergency third quarterback, Bailey Zappe, and Kenny Pickett in Vegas. Let's go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala. She was the Browns sideline reporter for the preseason. NFL on CBS, longtime AFC North and a Steelers reporter there while at NFL Network. She's brought to you by Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse out in Greensburg. Aditi, what happened with the Browns quarterback room? Why is Kenny Pickett in Las Vegas right now?
Because the Browns got an offer that they felt they couldn't refuse.
A
I can tell you that when
pick?
I left town on Saturday, well, that's what they gave up for him.
But they talked a big game with Kenny like they thought he was the answer.
They felt very strongly about him. None of that changed other than he got hurt. And
wait,
they
wait a minute. Time out. I love you to pieces, but hold on a second here. If you say all these great things about a quarterback and profess that he could be your guy, and then you trade him for a day three pick, you could not have possibly liked him that much. I refuse to believe that.
Again. He got Wally pipped. When he was signed, Joe Flacco was not signed, and there were no two rookie quarterbacks selected at that point. They really, truly believed in him. Then they signed Joe Flacco. Then they drafted those quarterbacks, and they still gave him every single first-team rep, or the majority. I'm sorry, let me go back. Still gave him the majority of the first team reps in the spring. Then as soon as training camp opened, they gave him the majority of the first team reps through those first 4 days. It sure looked like they were planning, proceeding as if he would be their starter. Kevin Stefanski said all the right things about how fast he looked, the way that he moved, what he offered, how he fit what he and Tommy Rees, the offensive coordinator, wanted to do. And then Kenny hurt his hamstring.
But if they really
believe his hamstring was hurt,
but if they believe in him, why would they acquire three different quarterbacks though? That's what I don't get. Like, why draft two and sign one if that's your guy?
Well, the whole draft scenario is something different, and that certainly wasn't the plan going in to draft three quarterbacks. The plan was to have Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and this one rookie quarterback that they liked a lot, Dylan Gabriel. And look, guys, like, this is a reality of the NFL. It happened to Kenny Pickett when he was in Pittsburgh. He was 7-4 that second season. He gets hurt. Mason Rudolph comes in. Mason Rudolph is, for Mike Tomlin, playing well enough. Kenny Pickett doesn't get his job back. And the difference here is that Kenny Pickett never even got healthy enough again.
Okay, but
to
my,
go out there and show what he could do.
He
wasn't even healthy enough for that third preseason game. And in the interim,
okay,
Dylan Gabriel showed who he was.
Yes.
Showed what he was able to do from week to week. Showed things that the Brown staff felt strongly enough about.
Sure. That answers the question about one guy. They don't have a quarterback as a franchise. One guy's 40, and the other kid played like hot garbage in the last preseason game. So if you like a quarterback and you're a franchise without one, why would you jettison that guy just because of injury to keep a 40-year-old and a fifth-round pick who looked like dog vomit in his final preseason game?
Ultimately, the Browns have always been looking to next year. That's part of why that
Kenny
engineered
fit into
that
next
trade.
Year more than Flacco or Shedeur?
Oh, my goodness. Can I finish a sentence?
Yes, but I'm allowed to talk, too. I mean, it's not like I'm just going to turn the microphone off and let you talk
for
15 minutes.
Of course not, but if you ask me a question, please allow me to at least finish answering the question before you jump in. The Browns engineered that trade out of the number two spot to get an extra first-round pick next year to increase their chances. I don't know. Look, everybody knows I am on the record saying how much I like Kenny Pickett as a human being and how wrong I think he was done in Pittsburgh. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I think Kenny Pickett is Joe Burrow.
So you think that...
The New Orleans Saints had a shot. Kellen Moore knows Kenny Pickett as well as anybody. As far as I've been told, had a tremendous relationship with Kenny Pickett. He's inside deciding to go ahead with Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. And I messaged another offensive coordinator about that in the National Football League. And I said, really, is Kenny Pickett not that much better than either of those two guys? And he said, it's probably a lot of the same. Or it's not discernibly enough different. I feel very sad for Kenny Pickett that he doesn't have an opportunity to go start somewhere. I do. I really think I can name several starters in the National Football League right now that I do think that he's better than. And I'll tell you that I left on Saturday, having talked to enough people, left Cleveland on Saturday, believing that he would be there because the Browns know that as veteran as four pieces of their offensive line are, their left tackle is still not totally someone that they have as much confidence in, that Joe Flacco, who is 40 years old and hasn't started a full season since 2017, has never had as part of his game the ability to move. But somewhere, and so therefore, as much as Kevin Stefanski did profess that he liked Kenny Pickett, as great of a teammate as Kenny Pickett obviously was, at some point between the time that I left Saturday until this offer for Kenny Pickett came in, the decision by the franchise was made that, well, if something happens to Joe Flacco, we're okay rolling with Dylan Gabriel.
If an NFL executive or coach texted you and said, you've been around these guys, who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback, Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders, what would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him.
Don't you think there are some
cut and dry? We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
Aditi, there's been a lot of conversation the last 2 days here about Jacoby Myers. He asked for a trade. Many of these guys who do that end up getting a raise, but Mike Florio joined us last hour and said, things are a little bit more complicated than that in Vegas from the sounds of things. You've been on sidelines for Raiders games. Do you think that's somebody the Steelers should go after and try to fill their wide receiver two hole with?
The difficulty there is that he wants another contract. And my suspicion, I have a friend actually who said that he is one of the top five players that he's ever coached in a 20-year NFL career.
Wow.
So, yeah, right? But he wants another contract. He wants another deal. And this friend, in fact, was trying to convince his general manager to bring him to his team. But the GM said that they don't have the money to give him the deal that they want. So if the Steelers have already paid DK Metcalf this amount of money, do you really think that they have the amount of money to keep Jacoby Myers happy? Mm. To make that trade happen?
I don't know. I mean, they don't have a quarterback that they're paying here, so why not? I mean, you've got big money invested in the years ahead on offense.
No, but is that where you want all your money in two wide receivers?
Well, Philly's done it that way, and it's worked okay for them with Smith and...
And the Bengals are doing it now, too.
Right. We'll see how that goes.
For the Bengals, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I'm saying it's gone pretty well for Philadelphia with Smith and A.J. Brown. They won a Super Bowl last year with both those guys. And we'll see what happens with Cincinnati this year with both of those two.
So I think the question becomes, do the Steelers want to put together the contract that Jacoby Myers is looking for? And do they have something to deal? Do they have something that the Raiders want?
What do you think the Raiders would want, draft picks or players?
My guess is they'd want draft picks. Mm-hmm. I think that there's still a club that needs, you know, we're saying that's my week one game is Raiders at Patriots. And as I look at the Patriots, as much as they've improved the roster, it's still very clearly a team that needs to build. It's still a team that doesn't have any sort of depth.
The Patriots have the same win total in Vegas as the Steelers this year. They're both 8.5. How about that? Did you know that?
No, I wonder how much of that is by virtue of who the head coach is.
Well, New England also has the easiest schedule in the AFC on paper this year, so that factors into it too.
The whole on paper thing is so interesting to me because really, who every year there's somebody that didn't make the playoffs that suddenly has a monster year, and every year there's somebody that you're expecting to have a good year who falls flat on their face.
Who do you think that team is that falls flat on their face this year?
Gosh, I set myself up for that, didn't I?
Yep.
I don't actually. Do you have one in mind? Do you know someone that you think is going to fall apart?
I don't think Houston makes the playoffs after going 2 years in a row and winning a playoff game in back-to-back years. When you can't protect your quarterback and you trade Laremy Tunsil, that seems like a flawed strategy, in my opinion.
It is a little bit weird how they completely remade the offensive line. But from what I'm hearing, I don't know, I'll have them actually week three. Mm. They apparently really love this new offensive coordinator and feel strongly about what they've put in there.
They sent the kid from Baldwin to the...
They
jettisoned Bobby... what was his name again? Bobby Slowick.
Slowick, right? Who was suddenly, after year one, was a hot head coaching candidate.
Yep.
There's something very weird going on with Joe Mixon, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they don't know if he's going to play this year now. That's a part of it, too.
And it's so odd, because nobody even knows how the foot, the ankle, whatever it is, was injured in the first place. It's a non-football injury.
Oof. All right, Aditi. I hope we didn't get off on a bad foot too bad today. We just
I'm sorry. I just felt like you were very passionate, as you are absolutely allowed to be. But if I can't finish a sentence, then it's difficult for the two of us to
debate. Well, it's harder when we're not in person, because I don't know sometimes when you're taking a breath to scream back at me or if you've actually finished your point.
I try not to scream back at you. I try to save that for my husband, but I apologize in perpetuity if I do scream.
We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Aditi.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you. Malzi?
Yeah, what's up?
Felt like that kid in class where the teacher got really, really mad at that one kid and everybody just...
I go back to what Florio said. It's the Browns is the Browns. They think that Pickett's better than Sanders, but they can't bring themselves to get rid of Sanders. And you don't have a quarterback on your roster, and you're going to start the season with a 40-year-old? Like, I think Flacco is better than Kenny, don't get me wrong. But you've got a dead end. It's not like a Steelers roster where you feel like with a 41-year-old quarterback you might be able to win something. They're picked to win like 3 games this year. How many did they win last year? 3? They went 3-14.
I just would say, very much my opinion on it, if you really believe in a player, like the Browns claim they did, and you're not just trying to gas up his trade value,
right,
then you don't bring him on, trade for him, then acquire via both signings and draft picks 3 more quarterbacks.
I know.
I don't think I should even have to explain why I feel that that means your statement of belief is hollow.
Yeah, it was BS, exactly.
Right. And I, frankly, if I were going to really make things contentious, would have demanded to know which starters in the NFL right now, which coaches are apparently saying, I'd rather have Kenny than the guy I'm starting, because if those people exist, why didn't their team trade for Kenny Pickett if he's so good?
So she said New Orleans didn't feel that way, and that would have been my first guess in this exercise. So who the frig else is out there who thinks that way?
If somebody is saying to you, Kenny Pickett is better than the player my team that I am coaching, because she did say it was a coach, right?
Could the Jets feel that way about Fields? Buyer's remorse already?
If you think he is good,
then why not go trade for him? Especially when you can only get him for a 5th-round pick.
If you think he is like a better quarterback, then let's just say, for argument's sake, 6 to 8 quarterbacks in the league.
You'd give up more
pay
than
a fifth for that.
You'd pay more.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It does sound like hogwash.
Because it is.
Which is a word that doesn't get used enough. Would you agree with that, Charlie?
I like the word hogwash.
I just don't think that... I don't doubt that these people tell Aditi this stuff. I don't think they're being entirely sincere. Because their actions, or lack thereof, do not match their words.
Right.
Period. I feel like I've said my piece on the matter.
I agree.
If
you were the Jets and you thought Kenny Pickett was better than Justin Fields, and they don't have a backup quarterback right now because Tyrod Taylor's hurt, and all you needed to do was give up
a fifth
round pick,
or a
fourth round pick, and he's yours.
He's there.
And Fields plays a style that could get him injured. Why the heck would you not make that trade?
It's a layup for any NFL GM.
That's malpractice.
It's a layup for any GM if you truly believe in the person.
All right.